My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So for the last few summers, at least, ESPN.com has done this thing right around this time of year. Jeremy Fowler spearheads the effort for ESPN where they rank the top 10 players at each position group. The quarterback list came out yesterday, and I'll get to that in a moment. I did want to mention that, you know, neither Daron Payne nor John Allen were on the defensive tackle list. John Allen was among the honorable mentions on that list. I mean, look, we know what kind of season. I'm sorry, both of them were. Daron Payne and John Allen were honorable mentions. They were 8th and 10th, I think, last year on the list. There are a lot of really good defensive tackles. The wide receiver list hasn't come out. We'll see where Terry kind of ranks on the list. But anyway, the biggest surprise for me so far is that they ranked the top 10 interior offensive linemen. Now, that includes centers. So it's the guard, the two guard positions, and the center. And so this was the list that I was most confident would include a Washington player in the top 10, because I thought Sam Cosmi would be in the top 10. He's not in the top 10. He's also not among the players listed when they get to a list of 7 honorable mentions. And then beyond that, there are another 11 names on the list of others receiving votes, and he's not on that list either. That means that among the top 28 interior offensive linemen, that includes centers as well, and there are plenty of centers on this list, Sam Cosmi's not on the list. I've seen him, you know, ranked high on a lot of lists. He was the second highest rated guard in the NFL over the final 7 weeks of the season per Pro Football Focus. I think he was the 4th highest rated guard for the season per Pro Football Focus. This is, by the way, a polling of front office executives, scouts, and coaches. So This may be an indication of just how much they pay attention to some of the advanced numbers, like they certainly didn't hear, because he's not in the top 10, and then he's not on the list of the next 7 honorable mentions, and then there are another 11 players that receive votes, and he didn't receive 1 vote. That's stunning to me. I think Sam Cosmi is a good player. I think he's got a chance to be a very good player. You know, Denton said to me during the break that, you know, it's just the perception they have of the team's offensive line. Okay. That may be true. Because you look at the players in this top 10, there are some perceived pretty good offensive lines. Zach Martin was 1. Chris Lindstrom, 2. Falcons offensive line, okay, but better than average probably. Quentin Nelson, 3. Joe Thuney was 4 with Kansas City. Bitino in Cleveland, they had a good offensive line. 5. Well-coached offensive line, too. Landon Dickerson, Eagles. Creed Humphrey, Chiefs. Frank Ragnow, very good Lions offensive line. Trey Smith, the Chiefs have 3 offensive linemen on there. And then the Packers, Jenkins was 10th. And then you have more Browns and more Cowboys on the honorable mention list. And that may be exactly what you may have nailed it there, Denton. But come on, not listed among the top 28 interior offensive linemen and centers? Seriously?
Have they already done the tackles? Do you think there's any chance they looked at him as a tackle instead? Even though he played guard, but some of those weird things where the NFL...
he hasn't been a tackle for 2 years.
He hasn't, but some people are weird about that. Like, well, I think he's more a tackle, so I'm going to rate him as a tackle, and now they have a moving offensive line. That would be my only guess, because there's no way he's not one of the top 28.
Has the tackle list come out?
Not that I have seen. I could have missed it, though.
No, it looks like it did come out. Let me just see. Oh, for whatever reason, I'm not getting that site to pop up now, including the quarterback list. See if you can pull up the tackles. I do have the quarterback list in front of me. I'm unable to link to the tackles. Anyway, I did want to talk about the quarterbacks, because I think there's an interesting conversation about after Mahomes. Mahomes is obviously the number one ranked quarterback per this polling of front office executives, scouts, and coaches in this ESPN.com. What they've been doing now annually, by putting out a list based on what people in the league think are the top 10 players at each position group. I mean, this is obvious at quarterback. There's no chance anybody other than Patrick Mahomes would be the number one quarterback. But I think the conversation gets interesting after number 2. I do. And that's where I wanted to talk about this, and we can kind of have a discussion, because I think I know who your number 2 is. Are you able to pull up this list? Because it keeps disappearing for me.
I do. I have the full list. It's on our buddy Dove Kleiman's Twitter account.
Oh, well, that makes it official.
Yeah, it's official.
So number 2 on the list this year was Joe Burrow, right?
Correct.
I know how much you love Joe Burrow, and I like Joe Burrow also, but I'm sorry. There's no chance he's number 2 behind Mahomes on this on my list. I would have Josh Allen before Burrow. I would consider Justin Herbert, honestly, before Burrow. That got you.
Yeah, well, it got me.
You were okay with Josh Allen.
Well, Josh Allen, I would push back on that a little bit. But it's funny, because a man that was filling in for you yesterday told me that you were going to have Justin Herbert obscenely high on your quarterback list, and now you have him. He did, and now you have him at number 3.
Yeah. I think Herbert's ability and talent, now that they've got a real coach. Herbert's 6 on this list. I think this is a guy that could take a massive jump in the way we view Herbert after this coming season. We'll see. Here's the problem that I have with Burrow. He can't stay healthy. He's always out. You know, and by the way, The injury that he, you know, that he had last year in that Thursday night game against Baltimore, what are they saying about that injury in terms of the long-term impact? There was some concern about that ligament, wasn't? I think there was.
He has said, and they have said, that it'll impact the way that he throws, but it's manageable. Like, it's not like he completely has to recreate his throwing motion. It's something that he'll always feel.
Yeah, look, he's got Mahomes and Burrow and Allen has had. They've had weapons. There's no doubt about that. Now, Allen's, it's going to be interesting to watch this year without Diggs to see how he produces. Burrow may have the best receiver in the game. I mean, you can make the case that Ja'Marr Chase is the best in the game. And to have Higgins and Mixon's gone, right? Mixon is gone. And, and Higgins is holding out.
Higgins is going to play, but Mixon is in Houston.
So I think everybody, is there an NFL fan that wouldn't have Mahomes number one?
Somebody who's on a substance.
So I do think that the debate starts at number two. And there's something that was written about Josh Allen from an AFC executive, which I thought was pretty interesting. This is actually, it's an NFL executive, quote, about Josh Allen. One of the more overrated players in the NFL. Immense talent, but he makes a lot of mistakes. He's underdeveloped at winning at the line of scrimmage. Tends to lock onto targets. More of a thrower than a precision passer. Forces throws into traffic. You know what? That description is not foreign to me when it comes to thinking about Josh Allen's game. But there's a lot more to Josh Allen's game. Josh Allen is a threat, major threat, as a playmaker off schedule, as a runner and thrower. As good as there is in the game in combining the run ability with the throw ability. I mean, I would put him even, I don't know, Lamar's probably one in that category. You know, I'll go one Lamar. But I would go Josh Allen, too, in that category. I just think if you told me I need a quarterback for the upcoming season and you don't get Mahomes, I think Josh Allen would be my number two.
I do think it's become trendy to dislike Josh Allen. Because, I mean, you and I mentioned some of the stuff that the AFC scout, general manager, whoever that was, said about Josh Allen. We had those conversations last year during the postseason because we knew that sort of thing was going to happen, and right. It did. But I think it's become overly trendy to dislike Josh Allen now, and I think people are kind of jumping on the disdain of Josh Allen hype train because they're just kind of tired of it. I'm with you. He's not two for me, but if you give me an option and Josh Allen's my quarterback entering a season, I'm feeling pretty darn all right.
Who's your number two?
Well, Joe Burrow's my number two. Yeah, of course.
So this year, with no Diggs, they added Curtis Samuel. They drafted Keon Coleman from Florida State. They added Valdez Scantling. The tight end, Dalton Kincaid's legit good. Legit good. No Diggs. How many times did he target Diggs the last few years? Who's going to be that number one target for him? He doesn't have, I know that there were some issues at times with Diggs, but you're talking about a top five, top six, top seven receiver in the game, and he does not have that. He doesn't have Gabe Davis anymore either. He was targeted 160 times last year by Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs was.
There was only one season of the four where he was targeted less than 160 times, and he played one fewer game in 2022.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to me, but I say that I'm bullish on what Justin Herbert can do now with a different coaching staff, but let's not forget that both Allen and Williams are gone as receivers. And their depth chart on it includes the kid from TCU from last year, right, Quentin Johnston. Who else do they have?
They drafted Ladd McConkey out of Georgia, which he could be really good in the Jim Harbaugh scheme of things, and they have Josh Palmer and DJ Chark. For Justin Herbert for this year, I don't think you can judge him properly off of stats. I think he's going to be much more of like an eye test kind of guy because of the Jim Harbaugh system.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much more balance. I do think you'll see the best of him, but if you're looking, if there's anybody out there that's looking for like 4,500 yards and 40 tutties, this is not going to be the system that he's going to do that in.
Well, I think you'll judge him based, you know, this will be one of those where you'll judge him on how he plays in the games where he can impact the result, you know, in the fourth quarter. And, you know, if he's kept, I mean, look, they're in the brutal AFC. They're in a division with the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are a very interesting team. I mean, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, I don't care how often they were hurt, and Williams got hurt last year after a great start to the season, if my memory serves me correctly. Those are two excellent receivers who are no longer there. I mean, they were there forever for Rivers and then for Herbert as a young quarterback. But on this list, after Mahomes, Burrow is number two. He was also number two last year. Allen is number three. He was also three last year. And then Lamar Jackson is four. And then Matt Stafford is five. Look, I've always been a huge Matt Stafford fan. And I thought he played well at times last year. There are just times now when you watch Matt Stafford at, 38 years old, 37 years old, something like that, where he looks compromised. He looks physically inferior to the way he used to look. I mean, he has to be healthy. Herbert, six. Stroud is seven. Aaron Rodgers is eight. I'll be honest with you. I understand why he's eight. He didn't play last year. He's 40 years old. But if you gave me just for this year, Rodgers would be higher on this list than eight. Goff is nine, and Prescott is 10. The honorable mentions are Purdy, Love, Hurts, Tua, Kirk, and Trevor. Trevor Lawrence, where was he last year? He had to be top 10 last year.
I think he was like seven last year. Coming off that big season, get a big playoff win, nearly beat the Chiefs. A lot of expectations, and they didn't crash and burn. They crashed, though.
I think there are a couple of things that stand out about this list. One, I think there's a really good debate to be had for who's number two. And in fact, we'll open up phone lines. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. After Mahomes, who's the second best quarterback in the NFL? Who would you want on your team leading your team in 2024? Like, who's the second best quarterback in 2024? This isn't an organizational next 5 years, next 10 years. Who would you want quarterbacking your team in 2024? Mahomes is obviously one. I don't think anybody's going to be insane enough to push back on number one. Who's number two? So we'll take calls on that. But the other interesting things about this list are that it kind of reflects not a lot of top-tier quarterbacks in the league right now. When C.J. Stroud after 1 year is number seven, when Jared Goff is nine, and I think Dak at 10, look, Dak had a great year statistically last year, and then you're talking about your honorable mentions being, you know, Cousins, Tua, Hurts, Love, and Purdy, you know, look, and Lawrence as well. Like, Lawrence to me could have been a top 10 quarterback. Jordan Love, a little bit too early. Hurts is a surprise, right? I mean, here's what one NFC executive said about Hurts. He was playing hurt, which he was last year. The Eagles tried to downplay that, but he didn't look right. He wasn't the same runner he was in the past, and passing the ball was tough for him. He'll always be in that 7 to 12 range, depending on how productive he is each year. I think the Eagles' offense just became a little bit too predictable. We'll see what it looks like with Kellen Moore this year. But I like Hurts, and Hurts was unhealthy. I think Hurts was legitimately in that top 10 last year and deserved to be. Look, I hate to say it, but if Cousins had stayed healthy last year, he would have flirted. Here's what somebody wrote. An NFL offensive coach, he's proven he can be elite. From 2021 to now, he's basically been that. The Vikings had no chance without him last year. The bottom line is he was on pace for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns when he got hurt. That would have put him in the MVP conversation last year. He was playing at his highest level of his career when he tore his Achilles at Lambeau. And the Vikings were on a roll. They had just beaten the 49ers on Monday Night Football without Justin Jefferson. They had beaten the Packers on the road. They were beating him. He was having another big day. And they were on the verge of a big run. And he was on the verge of his biggest year. It's starting over in Atlanta. They've got some weapons. Would it surprise me if he has a massive year? No, it won't. But I'd actually have him close. Given that Goff is there at 9 and Dax at 10, I'd have Hurts, Lawrence, and Kirk pushing 10 instead of being an honorable mention. All right, who's number two after Mahomes? You know, there's another quarterback that can certainly, you know, I mentioned Herbert. I think Justin Herbert's going to prove to be that. You know, if it's not this year, to Denton's point, it's going to be the next couple. I think he's an elite talent. An elite talent. And we'll see what Harbaugh can sort of unlock for him and that offense. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So for the last few summers, at least, ESPN.com has done this thing right around this time of year. Jeremy Fowler spearheads the effort for ESPN where they rank the top 10 players at each position group. The quarterback list came out yesterday, and I'll get to that in a moment. I did want to mention that, you know, neither Daron Payne nor John Allen were on the defensive tackle list. John Allen was among the honorable mentions on that list. I mean, look, we know what kind of season. I'm sorry, both of them were. Daron Payne and John Allen were honorable mentions. They were 8th and 10th, I think, last year on the list. There are a lot of really good defensive tackles. The wide receiver list hasn't come out. We'll see where Terry kind of ranks on the list. But anyway, the biggest surprise for me so far is that they ranked the top 10 interior offensive linemen. Now, that includes centers. So it's the guard, the two guard positions, and the center. And so this was the list that I was most confident would include a Washington player in the top 10, because I thought Sam Cosmi would be in the top 10. He's not in the top 10. He's also not among the players listed when they get to a list of 7 honorable mentions. And then beyond that, there are another 11 names on the list of others receiving votes, and he's not on that list either. That means that among the top 28 interior offensive linemen, that includes centers as well, and there are plenty of centers on this list, Sam Cosmi's not on the list. I've seen him, you know, ranked high on a lot of lists. He was the second highest rated guard in the NFL over the final 7 weeks of the season per Pro Football Focus. I think he was the 4th highest rated guard for the season per Pro Football Focus. This is, by the way, a polling of front office executives, scouts, and coaches. So this may be an indication of just how much they pay attention to some of the advanced numbers, like they certainly didn't hear, because he's not in the top 10, and then he's not on the list of the next 7 honorable mentions, and then there are another 11 players that receive votes, and he didn't receive 1 vote. That's stunning to me. I think Sam Cosmi is a good player. I think he's got a chance to be a very good player. You know, Denton said to me during the break that, you know, it's just the perception they have of the team's offensive line. Okay. That may be true. Because you look at the players in this top 10, there are some perceived pretty good offensive lines. Zach Martin was 1, Chris Lindstrom 2. Falcons offensive line, okay, but better than average probably. Quentin Nelson 3. Joe Thuney was 4 with Kansas City. Bettino in Cleveland, they had a good offensive line. 5, well-coached offensive line, too. Landon Dickerson, Eagles. Creed Humphrey, Chiefs. Frank Ragnow, very good Lions offensive line. Trey Smith, the Chiefs have 3 offensive linemen on there. And then the Packers, Jenkins was 10th. And then you had more Browns and more Cowboys on the honorable mention list. And that may be exactly what you may have nailed it there, Denton, but come on, not listed among the top 28 interior offensive linemen and centers? Seriously?
Have they already done the tackles? Do you think there's any chance they looked at him as a tackle instead? Even though he played guard, but some of those weird things where the NFL...
he hasn't been a tackle for 2 years.
He hasn't, but some people are weird about that. Like, well, I think he's more a tackle, so I'm going to rate him as a tackle, and now they have a moving offensive line. That would be my only guess, because there's no way he's not one of the top 28.
Has the tackle list come out?
Not that I have seen. I could have missed it, though.
No, it looks like it did come out. Let me just see. Oh, for whatever reason, I'm not getting that site to pop up now, including the quarterback list. See if you can pull up the tackles. I do have the quarterback list in front of me. I'm unable to link to the tackles. Anyway, I did want to talk about the quarterbacks, because I think there's an interesting conversation about after Mahomes. Mahomes is obviously the number one ranked quarterback per this polling of front office executives, scouts, and coaches in this ESPN.com. What they've been doing now annually by putting out a list based on what people in the league think are the top 10 players at each position group. I mean, this is obvious at quarterback. There's no chance anybody other than Patrick Mahomes would be the number one quarterback. But I think the conversation gets interesting after number two. I do. And that's where I wanted to talk about this, and we can kind of have a discussion. Because I think I know who your number two is. Are you able to pull up this list? Because it keeps disappearing for me.
I do. I have the full list. It's on our buddy Dove Kleiman's Twitter account.
Oh, well, that makes it official.
Yeah, it's official.
So number two on the list this year was Joe Burrow, right?
Correct.
I know how much you love Joe Burrow, and I like Joe Burrow also, but I'm sorry. There's no chance he's number two behind Mahomes on this on my list. I would have Josh Allen before Burrow. I would consider Justin Herbert, honestly, before Burrow. That got you.
Yeah, well, it got me
you were okay with Josh Allen.
Well, Josh Allen, I would push back on that a little bit. But it's funny because a man that was filling in for you yesterday told me that you were going to have Justin Herbert obscenely high on your quarterback list, and now you have him. He did, and now you have him at number three.
Yeah. I think Herbert's ability and talent, now that they've got a real coach, Herbert's six on this list. I think this is a guy that could take a massive jump in the way we view Herbert after this coming season. We'll see. Here's the problem that I have with Burrow. He can't stay healthy. He's always out. You know, and by the way, the injury that he had last year in that Thursday night game against Baltimore, what are they saying about that injury in terms of the long-term impact? There was some concern about that ligament, wasn't there? I think there was.
He has said, and they have said, that it'll impact the way that he throws, but it's manageable. Like, it's not like he completely has to recreate his throwing motion. It's something that he'll always feel.
Yeah, look, he's got Mahomes and Burrow and Allen they've had weapons. There's no doubt about that. Now, it's going to be interesting to watch this year without Diggs to see how he produces. Burrow may have the best receiver in the game. I mean, you can make the case that Ja'Marr Chase is the best in the game. And to have Higgins and Mixon's gone, right? Mixon is gone. And Higgins is holding out.
Higgins is going to play, but Mixon is in Houston.
So I think everybody, is there an NFL fan that wouldn't have Mahomes number one?
Somebody who's on a substance.
So I do think that the debate starts at number two. And there's something that was written about Josh Allen from an AFC executive, which I thought was pretty interesting. This is actually, it's an NFL executive. Quote, about Josh Allen, one of the more overrated players in the NFL. Immense talent, but he makes a lot of mistakes. He's underdeveloped at winning at the line of scrimmage, tends to lock onto targets, more of a thrower than a precision passer, forces throws into traffic. You know what? That description is not foreign to me when it comes to thinking about Josh Allen's game. But there's a lot more to Josh Allen's game. Josh Allen is a threat, major threat, as a playmaker off schedule, as a runner and thrower. As good as there is in the game in combining the run ability with the throw ability. I mean, I would put him even, I don't know, Lamar's probably one in that category. You know, I'll go one Lamar. But I would go Josh Allen, too, in that category. I just think if you told me I need a quarterback for the upcoming season and you don't get Mahomes, I think Josh Allen would be my number two.
I do think it's become trendy to dislike Josh Allen. Because, I mean, you and I mentioned some of the stuff that the AFC scout, general manager, whoever that was, said about Josh Allen. We had those conversations last year during the postseason because we knew that sort of thing was going to happen, and right. It did. But I think it's become overly trendy to dislike Josh Allen now, and I think people are kind of jumping on the disdain of Josh Allen hype train because they're just kind of tired of it. I'm with you. He's not two for me, but if you give me an option and Josh Allen's my quarterback entering a season, I'm feeling pretty darn all right.
Well, so who's your number two?
Well, Joe Burrow's my number two. Yeah, of course.
So this year, with no Diggs, they added Curtis Samuel. They drafted Keon Coleman from Florida State. They added Valdez Scantling. The tight end, Dalton Kincaid's legit good. Legit good. Yeah. I mean, no Diggs. How many times did he target Diggs the last few years? Who's going to be that number one target for him? He doesn't have, I know that there were some issues at times with Diggs, but you're talking about a top five, top six, top seven receiver in the game, and he does not have that. He doesn't have Gabe Davis anymore either. He was targeted 160 times last year by Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs was.
There was only one season of the four where he was targeted less than 160 times, and he played one fewer game in 2022.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to me, but I say that I'm bullish on what Justin Herbert can do now with a different coaching staff, but let's not forget that both Allen and Williams are gone as receivers. And their depth chart on it includes the kid from TCU from last year, right, Quentin Johnston. Who else do they have?
They drafted Ladd McConkey out of Georgia, which he could be really good in the Jim Harbaugh scheme of things. And they have Josh Palmer and DJ Chark.
Uh-huh.
For Justin Herbert for this year, I don't think you can judge him properly off of stats. I think he's going to be much more of like an eye test kind of guy because of the Jim Harbaugh system.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much more balance. I do think you'll see the best of him. But if you're looking, if there's anybody out there that's looking for like 4,500 yards and 40 tutties, this is not going to be the system that he's going to do that in.
Well, I think you'll judge him based, this will be one of those where you'll judge him on how he plays in the games where he can impact the result, in the fourth quarter. And, if he's kept, they're in a brutal, they're in the brutal AFC. They're in a division with the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are a very interesting team. I mean, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, I don't care how often they were hurt, and Williams got hurt last year after a great start to the season, if my memory serves me correctly. Those are two excellent receivers who are no longer there. I mean, they were there forever for Rivers and then for Herbert as a young quarterback. But on this list, after Mahomes, Burrow is number two. He was also number two last year. Allen is number three. He was also three last year. And then Lamar Jackson is four. And then Matt Stafford is five. Look, I've always been a huge Matt Stafford fan. And I thought he played well at times last year. There are just times now when you watch Matt Stafford at, 38 years old, 37 years old, something like that, where he looks compromised. He looks physically inferior to the way he used to look. I mean, he has to be healthy. Herbert, six. Stroud is seven. Aaron Rodgers is eight. I'll be honest with you. I understand why he's eight. He didn't play last year. He's 40 years old. But if you gave me just for this year, Rodgers would be higher on this list than eight. Goff is nine, and Prescott is 10. The honorable mentions are Purdy, Love, Hurts, Tua, Kirk, and Trevor. Trevor Lawrence, where was he last year? He had to be top 10 last year.
I think he was like seven last year. coming off that big season, get a big playoff win, nearly beat the Chiefs. A lot of expectations, and they didn't crash and burn. They crashed, though.
I think there are a couple of things that stand out about this list. One, I think there's a really good debate to be had for who's number two. And in fact, we'll open up phone lines. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. After Mahomes, who's the second best quarterback in the NFL? Who would you want on your team leading your team in 2024? Like, who's the second best quarterback in 2024? This isn't an organizational next 5 years, next 10 years. Who would you want quarterbacking your team in 2024? Mahomes is obviously one. I don't think anybody's going to be insane enough to push back on number one. Who's number two? So we'll take calls on that. But the other interesting things about this list are that it kind of reflects not a lot of top-tier quarterbacks in the league right now. When C.J. Stroud after 1 year is number seven, when Jared Goff is nine, and I think Dak at 10. Look, Dak had a great year statistically last year. And then you're talking about your honorable mentions being, you know, Cousins, Tua, Hurts, Love, and Purdy. You know, look, and Lawrence, excuse me, and Lawrence as well. Like, Lawrence to me could have been a top 10 quarterback. Jordan Love, a little bit too early. Hurts is a surprise, right? I mean, here's what one NFC executive said about Hurts. He was playing hurt, which he was last year. The Eagles tried to downplay that, but he didn't look right. He wasn't the same runner he was in the past, and passing the ball was tough for him. He'll always be in that 7 to 12 range, depending on how productive he is each year. Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles' offense just became a little bit too predictable. We'll see what it looks like with Kellen Moore this year. But I like Hurts, and Hurts was unhealthy. I think Hurts was legitimately in that top 10 last year and deserved to be. Look, I hate to say it, but if Cousins had stayed healthy last year, he would have flirted. Here's what somebody wrote. An NFL offensive coach, he's proven he can be elite. From 2021 to now, he's basically been that. The Vikings had no chance without him last year. The bottom line is he was on pace for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns when he got hurt. That would have put him in the MVP conversation last year. He was playing at his highest level of his career when he tore his Achilles at Lambeau, and the Vikings were on a roll. They had just beaten the 49ers on Monday Night Football without Justin Jefferson. They had beaten the Packers on the road. They were beating him. He was having another big day, and they were on the verge of a big run, and he was on the verge of his biggest year. It's starting over in Atlanta. They've got some weapons. Would it surprise me if he has a massive year? No, it won't. But I'd actually have him close. Given that Goff is there at 9 and Dax at 10, I'd have Hurts, Lawrence, and Kirk pushing 10 instead of being an honorable mention. All right, who's number two after Mahomes? You know, there's another quarterback that can certainly, you know, I mentioned Herbert. I think Justin Herbert's going to prove to be that. You know, if it's not this year, to Denton's point, it's going to be the next couple. I think he's an elite talent. An elite talent. And we'll see what Harbaugh can sort of unlock for him and that offense. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.